All right, hour number three underway right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, fire it up there, AMAC, with the Chili Peppers. All right, DOC. We'll get to Luka Doncic and the Lakers in just a little bit. But first, I want to tell everybody how they can win a trip out to Las Vegas. I know you used to go out to Vegas quite a bit with Coach Thompson. So now's an opportunity for our listeners to go out to Vegas. I think my guy, Athan in Annapolis, he was telling me that he has got a bunch of daily entrants. By the way, congratulations to Double A. He's got a great new position. Very happy for him. He deserves it. And he's already got a bunch of. So you guys better catch up and get in the hopper, because I think he sent me a screenshot. He's already got like 10 or 11 daily entries. And here's how you get your daily entry. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends, $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party. God, I gotta slow down. At Stadium Swim.
Well done.
Winning
Very
is
well
easy.
Done.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. It's a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. Doc, I haven't been out to Vegas since the Capitals won the Stanley Cup. I'm feeling like I need a trip out there, you know?
I agree.
I mean, when was the last time you were out in Vegas?
About three years for the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
Probably been 3 years since I've been out. And with all the new add-ons, I mean, you don't remember, you don't recognize anything, but it used to be a staple.
Yeah, this Stadium Swim thing, I've never been there at Circa, which is part of this trip. I've never been there, but I've seen lots of video and people that, you know, do all sorts of things there. It is amazing.
Did Grant stay there?
What's that?
Did Grant stay there?
I don't remember. Maybe for the Super Bowl last year.
That's what last time I know he did a deal.
Yeah.
It's worth it. I didn't want to be there for the Super Bowl. I thought that would have been overkill.
Right. But, I mean, for the NCAA tournament, basically you could be at a pool having cocktails and watching all the games on all the big TVs that they have all set up, you know, at Stadium Swim as part of Circa Resort and Casino. So good luck. If you listen to the Team 980 and you register and do everything that I just read, even though I kind of butchered some of it, if you figure it all out, you know, you could be on your way to Vegas with a couple of buddies and $20,000 in spending money. That's important in Vegas, right? That means you can go out.
Well, you can't do
it
without coin.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to have coin.
Exactly. All right, let's wrap up on the calls here and try and get everybody in. We're kind of all over the place a little bit. Let's get to line four. Jonesy is with us. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
K-9.
Hey, Brewster. Keep it at K-9. How y'all feeling today, man?
What's up?
Good.
Is everything good?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, listen, Rooster. I'm listening to you earlier, and I thought I was listening to a little bit of fear as far as you the coordinator losing and stuff like that. Look, let me tell you something. One thing about this team here, we've always figured it out, especially in the Joe Gibbs years. There was a year he lost a coordinator and Joe Buell. Guess what? Kept the ball still rolling.
Let me clarify. I was not fearful at all about losing Cliff Kingsbury, even if I never thought he was leaving. B, even if he did, I was not fearful at all, because I put much more emphasis than most on players and players executing than coaches. Whereas a lot of NFL fans, media, what have you, and even former players largely blame, credit, whatever, coaching. I think it's kind of a disease, quite honestly. I'm much more about the players themselves.
Yeah, okay, me too. Because, I mean, that's exactly what we need. I mean, to deal with the Eagles, I'm with Doc. To deal with the Eagles, you got to go shopping, one, through the draft. Free agents, yeah, I want some free agents too, but only the ones that's going to come through here and buy in. I don't want nobody that's going to come through here and just looking to get paid. We've had that before, and that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, some panned out, and but a lot didn't. So I don't want, you know, overpriced oofers coming through here and, you know, not producing. You know, we got some of that going on, I feel like, right now. I can't really prove it, but I feel like we got some of that now. And that's why I want, I'm looking at my tackles real hard. You know, defensively, that
oh,
is.
Oh, defensive so, yeah, tackles, I want, gotcha. Yeah.
Straighten out both my offensive and defensive lines, fortify those so I can deal with the Eagles. Because that's where we losing at right there, is between in the trenches. In the trenches. And also, then I go to all the other avenues for the way I lost under the circumstances that when I play the Eagles, I don't need nobody with the yips. I need everybody, all hands on deck. And last but not least, depth. If I got a starter going down, I want to be able to put a guy right in there to take his place. And boom, we still rolling and we cooking with gas.
There you go, Jonesy. Appreciate it. Appreciate you, Jonesy in D.C. Got to cook with gas, baby. I think they did a decent job of having guys step up. And you know, we talked about Trent Scott earlier in the show. Now that was an in-game replacement in Detroit, and obviously he started the NFC Championship game and did okay. You know, I think they had, like, it wasn't great. It wasn't like seamless transition in a lot of cases. Like Michael Dieter, when he had to replace Tyler Biadasz, they struggled. You know, they struggled. There's no doubt about it. He's not as good as Tyler Biadasz. If he was, he would be playing and he would be starting. He's not. So there is going to be some drop off. The question always is do you completely collapse? And I didn't feel like this team completely collapsed when injuries happened or guys had to be spelled for a game or two or whatever the case might be, or even longer, as in the case of like Noah Brown. I didn't feel like they collapsed.
They never did.
Yeah.
And that's why I've had high praise for the coaching staff.
Yep.
They actually get people better week to week. People on their practice squads improve. I was hard on the last staff because of the obvious. Even the talented players that they selected from college never improved. They were stagnant in their growth, undisciplined off the field, an absolute collapse. This group, if they were gardeners, I mean, they'd have a green thumb. They're really good at it. But you do have to draw a line and go, we've experimented long enough.
Yeah.
We're not getting enough return on our investment. Time to get new crop. And we need some new people in the pot right now.
I thought you
and
loved
that's what
the
I look
old
forward
regime.
To.
I thought you loved the old regime. I thought that was like your cup of tea. No?
Well, couldn't possibly be. They lost too much.
Let's go to line one, D.C. in Upper Marlboro on the Team 980. What's up, D.C.? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm excellent. Russell, how are you and Doc doing today?
Good, brother. Good. Thank you for the call, as always.
That's good, man. Enjoying this snow, man. Hopefully people can control themselves and continue to drive well.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Hey, Doc, I was watching this game on the Super Bowl, and I was enjoying it, man, because the Eagles was dominating the Chiefs, right? And I'm looking like, okay, this is our measuring stick. We know what we got to do. And we've already conquered them once. So if they conquer in and knocking off the champ that was going for a three-peat, and they did it in that manner, and we've shown what we could do about them, I was eager to get to the offseason so I could see what Adam Peters was going to do, what kind of players they're going to bring in with the philosophy that we have. And our philosophy matches up well against those guys. Now we just have to get the talent. So I'm looking forward to getting talent that will match, like Jonesy said, that will match the culture that we have, the brotherhood. But I want them to be able to play. And I know that's what Adam Peters is about. And, you know, we already have all of our leaders are in line and have talent. J.D., Kingsbury, DQ and Adam Peters, man. And I give it up to Josh Harris as well for changing everything in a year. I know he's been the owner for 2 years, but in 1 year of him actually being the owner, he got us going in the right direction.
No doubt. No yep. doubt. Thank you, DC, as always. Appreciate you, brother. Be safe out there.
Thanks,
bro. No doubt about that. Let's go. Where are we going here? Line six, I think, is next up. I don't know. I'm kind of lost without my counter here. Mark and Laurel next up on the Team 980. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. Hey, Doc.
What's your name?
I love listening to you. I love your style. Both of you. You're straight to the point.
We're trying to have some fun.
No cut calls.
We're trying to have a little fun.
Now, the way I look at strategically placed free agents, but not at the cost of the straight and narrow. We need to build. We don't need a quick fix. We had a better than expected year. Our schedule is going to be much harder. We're probably not going to have that record next year, to be realistic. I highly doubt it, because our schedule is going to be harder. It would be nice. What I'm thinking is, basically, we could be a better team with fewer wins, and that's what I think we're going to have to do.
I agree very much with that sentiment.
We're still a good 2 to 3 years away. I don't want us to get, because we had a dream season, let's not lose our perspective. So I still want to build through the draft. And I love Adam Peters. I love the culture. I don't want us to blow it up with a couple of high-priced free agency that kills our cap space. But, I mean, you know, I love the Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore is going to have a different year next year. He was injured. He was out of shape. Next year with training camp, we're going to see the dog that he really is, because I love his attitude. So it's there. We have to keep a delicate balance about that. So I'd like to know what you and Doc have to say. Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate you. Good to hear from you on line six, Doc. I don't know if you can say, well, let's build for the next 4 to 5 years. Clearly, they are in a advanced window, more so than they thought, and anybody reasonably thought. And because you have Jaden under contract, you know, for a couple more years, at a very, very, very reasonable number, it gives you that chance. But to the caller's point, to Mark's point, what you don't want to do is, you know, kind of just start splashing around money, A, because you have it, and B, because you think you're one player or two players away. You want to do it the right way, which is a combination of free agency and the draft. And finding the players that fit in this culture, in this brotherhood that they've preached, and that seemingly was so important to that locker room this year.
Yeah, you have to really treat, in my opinion, every season as if it's your last season. And last year really is not going to have very little to do with this upcoming season. You got to go for it. Like, this is it. Mm. And you know that you got a quarterback that's going to be a year improved. And you kind of know what your weaknesses are. And if you just tweak it and stay hungry, you know, you don't know how the ball is going to bounce. But you can't stop the run. And you can fix that. And you don't run the ball well. And you can fix that. And if you just stay where you were in the other areas, you get back in that championship game. And that's possible. Because the gorilla is in your conference. And you're not afraid of him. And he's not afraid of you. I think it's very well done, but to think that last year is an automatic rollover, that's fool's gold.
Yeah. To stay stoic, to stay pat, is not the right thing.
No.
To avoid being reckless and thinking that you're one play, one splash move, you know, one player, what have you, away from winning it all just because you got to the conference championship unexpectedly, I think that's the wrong approach. It's somewhere
in the middle. It didn't work
that way. Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle.
It didn't work that way.
All right, let's get
to Dallas.
Let's get to line three. Brian is with us on the Team 980. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. First of all, I have complete confidence in Adam Peters. So I think whatever he does will hopefully work out. But two people I wouldn't mind we definitely need defensive line help, pass rush, of course. But as far as offensively, I would like to get Godwin from Tampa Bay. I know he's coming off an injury, but maybe the money wouldn't be too bad. In the draft, I think we need all new running backs. Caleb Johnson, the running back out of Iowa, I really like.
And well, I like him, too.
All right.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Did I hear you say that you thought De'Ami Brown was going to get $20 million a year?
Yeah, I think he's. I think he's going to get somewhere close to that.
$20 million.
Say again.
I don't think he would get a three-year deal for $20 million. He's definitely not getting $20 million a year.
I don't know if he definitely is, but the market is pretty thin. I mean, there's T. Higgins, and then there's...
I would bet every dollar in my pocket that he would not get $20
million. All right, maybe I'm wrong.
$20 million. Yeah, I bet you. I'll give me some of that action, too.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the phone call. Your call was all choppy there on the line. I'm not sure what was going on. But the bottom line is listen, I'm not an agent. I'm not a general manager. I wouldn't pay De'Ami Brown $20 million a year, but somebody that's desperate might. You know, if the Cincinnati Bengals lose T. Higgins as expected, because T. Higgins wants $30 million a year. If they lose him, maybe they go for that option. Maybe they, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe there isn't that level of desperation. I have no idea. So many things have to play out. You know, last year, at this point, Doc, your protege, Lionel, thought that Cam Curl was going to get $22 million a year. The guy barely got $3 million a year or whatever it is. I mean, things work out
so quick. Can I give you another Coach Thompson-ism?
Yes, please.
Hear nothing, say nothing.
I hear you.
See, I'm sorry, but see, John trained me so well, mm-hmm. trained all of us so well. You like a looky on the freeway. There's a wreck, you'd be, what do you call them, rubbernecker? You'd be stretching out to see what happened.
I like to look.
I don't look. I don't glance. Anybody under 30 that says something, I barely listen.
Yeah, you're a better person than me. I do listen. I do observe.
And especially the big guy you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'm not telling you I believe or I agree. I'm just, I listen and I observe.
No, but you acknowledge him.
Well, you know. I mean, listen, part of what we do, everybody's got an opinion, and they all smell like,
everybody has an opinion, but everybody's opinion should not be valued.
Well, that's fair. That's, that's fair. Sometimes maybe I'm guilty of,
don't change.
The presentation.
Don't ever change.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a timeout right here. Team 980, 320 on a Tuesday afternoon, a snowy Tuesday afternoon, as it turns out, as everybody was expecting. Final phone calls coming up. Then we will indeed get to Luka Doncic in L.A. making his Lakers debut late night last night. And I actually watched a good amount of it. Thoughts on that coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right. An NBA note. I don't know if Doc, you care about this at all, but did you see what happened in Dallas last night with Anthony Davis now out, surprisingly, shockingly, multiple weeks with an adductor strain, first game with the Mavericks? I mean, who could have seen that coming? And the Mavericks fans all pissed off to begin with about the Luka trade. Apparently, they booed the owner on his way back to his seat. Apparently, a couple of guys got arrested, thrown out of the arena because they were using vulgar language. What
Dallas,
a mess.
Dallas, right? Yeah, well.
What a mess.
What do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, for a team that was in the NBA Finals last year, you probably expect a little bit more than that, but, them's be the breaks. Them's be the business. All right, let's get back to the calls and try and squeeze in as many as we can. Line 5 is Darren in Southeast. What's up, Darren? How are you?
Hey, Darren.
Hey, Rooster. Hey, Doc. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Darren. What's going on, pal?
All is well. Is well. About the Debo thing, because I've been a segment. I had to wait a little while to get in on the line. So, and I'm 63 years old, guys. So, I don't hold a thought but 5 minutes. about the Debo thing, no, I wouldn't go get Debo. We set the tone on the offense. I mean, the biggest word I heard out of the whole offense, out of the whole offseason last year, was when Dan Quinn called Jaden Daniels game changer. Man, that meant so much to me. And I'm not going to go get any free agent on defense or offense that don't match that adjective. If I can't put that adjective behind his name, game changer, I'm particularly on defense, then I don't want him. Myles Garrett, game changer. I don't want to dig in nobody's trash can. That sounds like the old administration. You know, we've been fleeced by Deion Sanders, fleeced by Albert Haynesworth. Stop digging in people's trash cans looking for gold. There's a reason they threw the people away. Mm-hmm. Now, Doc said all. He said everything in three words. My thoughts are coming back to me now. He said everything in three words. He said younger, faster, stronger. Younger, that's your investment in the future. Longevity, you know. I'm going to tell you, two people that's going to have a job on the team, even if they only specialize in one play. The fastest man on the team and the strongest man on the team going to always have a job, even if it's got to be one thing that they're good at. You know, this is chess. This is not checkers. Philly has made the mark. They have set the mark. We're not far from them. You got to believe your lying eyes. We're not far from them, and not as far as you making it sound, Rooster.
I never, said they were far, but they're clearly not better on the offensive and defensive line than Philadelphia is. That is reality.
Now, right now, but listen here. Okay, you got Jalen Carter. You got all pro defensive line, all pro offensive line. Okay, of course, you're not going to be able to stack the deck against them, and you're in a, well, we're not even going to call it a rebuild. We're ready. These young men are ready. They hungry, and we're not going to put a muzzle on them. We're going to turn them loose, and we're going to add some firepower to these young men. And we can beat them at just two positions on the D-line, at two spots on the O-line. That's
Feisty
all.
Darren, back to my 63 point again. Years
we're
old.
We're looking for
Feisty.
The game changer.
Yeah.
We're looking for the game changer.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate it. Feisty.
Appreciate you.
63 years old. Still kicking, man. I love how everybody blames me for thinking that. I mean, I was the idiot yesterday, and Jay laughed at me. I said, the Commanders were the second-best team in the NFL. They were better than the Bills. They were better than the Chiefs. They're better than the Ravens.
You really believe they're better than the Bills?
This past year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Whole roster. Josh Allen's better.
No, you might be right.
Deion Dawkins is better than Brandon Coleman, but the whole entire roster from top to bottom, I thought the Commanders were slightly better. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
You may be right. I would certainly prefer to have seen the Bills playing the Eagles.
Oh,
rather than the Chiefs.
Well, that would have been interesting.
I think it would have been more competitive.
Maybe.
I can understand you saying that.
I mean, the
but
Bills
the five turnover, four turnovers, five turnovers, you throw up all over yourself.
Yeah.
When a team scores on the first play of the game against you in a professional game on the ground, it's kind of hard to clean up.
I hear you.
You know, you got to kind of sit on that one
and
for
yet,
a minute.
And with everything that went wrong in that game, the Commanders had chance after chance after chance.
Absolutely.
After chance to close.
Oh,
the
no.
Window.
I'm with you. Yeah. We're not far.
Yeah, the Chiefs had no chance the other night. No chance.
Yeah.
Let's get to Paulie here before the bottom of the hour. A trending alert. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hell to the W, man.
I'm shaking.
Hell to the W. Doc in the crock pot, man. We're still cooking up his usual BS.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know what? Hey, look, back off Rooster, man. He got to do himself.
Doc, I think they're tough on me because you're tough on me.
Rooster, I'm not tough on you.
I don't think so.
I'm just me.
Okay.
You keep
it,
trying to drag me down this rabbit hole to play with you and all your buddies. I don't play
Doc,
with y'all
I'm,
like that.
I'm not like the late Bray Wyatt, man, like, you know, having a character show, a puppet show on TV. I mean, I'm just trying to do my job, man. I got a lot of time to fill.
No, no, no. You're trying to be entertaining.
No, you're Italian.
I just want to be informative.
Hey, Doc, he's an antagonizer. Yeah, he knows it.
I mean, I know. No, that's what he needs his boy for.
I love
that's
how
what
you
he got his teddy
label
bear for.
Me as what you think I am. I mean, I'm a little bit of an antagonizer. I'm not an antagonizer for the whole 24/7.
No, it works with the 27-year-old. Uh-huh. That's perfect.
Okay.
Hey, listen, man.
He takes debate.
So open up. His show opens up with saying, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
I'm not trying. I wholeheartedly believe I'm not.
It's naturally me. I'm just a natural a-hole.
Yeah.
Hey, but, yeah, man. I'm not thinking about no wide receiver, man. You can kill me with it. You can miss me with that, man. I mean, I hear people.
He knew, man. He knew what he was doing.
Four wide receivers that are free agents. If you're not thinking about wide receiver, you're not doing a smart job.
Yeah, I know.
Why would I think about wide receivers when, like, Doc just said?
I just told you, you got four receivers that are free agents, Paulie. I just told you the reason.
Look, it's called priorities, man. Mm. Yeah, your priorities in order.
I know.
Right? So, wide receiver is last on my priority list. That ain't what I'm worried about. Because y'all keep talking about the Eagles and what the Eagles did to us on the D-line and the O-line. I mean, I could think back into December. Well, yeah, I could think back into December, and we lost a game to the Cowboys because they dominated us up front.
That's right.
All right?
That's
right. We played them in the last game of the season, and they didn't have nothing to play for. And we just eat that game out, and they were still dominating.
They
us
whipped
up
them
front.
Up front.
Right.
So this is not just about one team wearing green. All right, this is about a 17-game schedule and what type of team we want to be. We heard Dan Quinn say this at the beginning of the season, that he want to be a tough and physical team. Well, you can't be tough and physical if you can't stop the run and you can't run the ball, period.
Amen.
All right, we got away with it because we had five back there, you know, and you kept everybody's spirits up and no, okay, just give them the ball, we got a chance. Okay, that's good. But you can't live like that, man. You know what I mean? You can survive like that for a season, but you can't live like that and think you're going to hold up a trophy at the end. Look at Kansas City, man. They're arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Arguably one of the greatest tight ends of all time. You know, they got Pro Bowls and all pros on the line. And they still got Molly Watt. Because as a collective unit up front, they wasn't ready for that rush, which is that's their fault. They had 2 weeks. It looked like Kansas City just showed up and thought, okay, we the Chiefs, we're going to get in this game at some point. Nah, you had 2 weeks to analyze that speed and strength that they had up front and come up with a game plan, and they didn't. So that's on them. But my whole point is, man, starts up front. If you want to talk about free agency, you should be talking about who we going to get for up front on offense and defense.
What?
If you're talking about the draft, you should be looking at who we going to draft up front on offense and defense.
Please.
Because if you want to be physical – and you want to what my man Russell Grimm said, move another player against his will. You know, that's how champions are built. All you know, Russ Grimm hosted up three trophies. You know why? Because he dominated up front. And that's where we need to be at, man.
Let me just jump in here and just say this. We started the show talking about Mekhi Becton, right? And the Eagles and the offensive and the defensive line. That's where we started the show. The show has obviously gone a couple of different paths, but we all, I think anybody that's smart, anybody that understands how to win football games, recognizes that the Eagles' blueprint and their DNA is on the offensive and defensive line, and everyone knew it before Sunday night, and it was reinforced, and that's how you win football games. Yet, so many people obviously say, well, it's about skill players and quarterbacks and this and that and whatever. I mean, everybody's got a little bit of a different approach. Thank you, Paulie. Got to run. We have a trending alert, and then got to get to Luka and the Lakers, and we'll see about everything else on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, it is official. Kellen Moore leaving the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles as their offensive coordinator for all of 1 year. But it was a successful year, obviously culminating in that championship win Sunday night in his new town of New Orleans. He'll take over the Saints. Brandon Staley, the former Chargers head coach, expected to be his defensive coordinator. Meanwhile, from the NBA, some more big news with the trade deadline now in the rear, I should say. Brandon Ingram of
of the Toronto Raptors agreeing to a three-year, $120 million extension. He was traded by the Pelicans last week to Toronto and now going to stay around there. He's been banged up and hasn't played since early December. So we will see where that goes from there. Meanwhile, the Wizards riding now a three-game losing streak, all three at home against better competition, including Victor Wembanyama and San Antonio last night. They'll host Indiana tomorrow night right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And from baseball, Doc's Dodgers. That's right. They won a world championship. And they're getting Clayton Kershaw back. He's coming back for an 18th season, according to ESPN, pending a physical. He'll turn 37 later this month. And that's what's trending. All right, we are back. Sorry about that. I was getting the medical update from my daughter, Natalie.
How is she?
She's dealing with a bunch of stuff. Poor thing, Doc. I have never seen a stretch like this in my life. I mean, she has had bronchitis, pneumonia, a regular cough, the flu. She burned her arm and wrist on like hot boiling liquid a couple of weeks ago. And now she was just going, and she's a type 1 diabetic and has been for the last, 11 years. So now she's going through all sorts of blood sugar issues and, you know, whatever through the medical pumps and whatever. I mean, it is just one thing after another, after another, after another. Poor thing is 20 years old. She can't get healthy. And I know a lot of people are sick and dealing with a lot of stuff, but man, it is just incredible. Some of the things that she is dealing with. All right. Doc, I wanted to ask you, did you get to see any of Luka Doncic's debut last night with your beloved Lakers?
No, I saw highlights and he's a little nervous. What is cool about this thing is that he's so talented, and obviously he's been playing off God-gifted talent. Mm-hmm. And I used to use holding talent hostage.
Mm-hmm.
What Dallas did, they may end up regretting, they may not. But what they did for him was give him now an introspective look at how he's been cheating himself. He's that talented. But obviously, he didn't push the pedal to the metal in terms of, he ain't no Kobe Bryant in him at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it hurt him. It hurt him to be removed. I don't think the money, he'll make the money. But I think it shattered his world that someone gave up on him.
Yeah. And well, especially so you get to see an athlete at 25 years old, right? I mean, people allow you to kind of grow into being an adult. You're not an adult, believe it or not. A true adult at 25 years old.
No, he's got to grow up, though.
Yeah.
He's just like Embiid. Embiid reminds me of like Big Baby. He's just, to be that talented, that gifted, but he's missed time. Mm-hmm. And when you miss time as an athlete, it's the loneliest time in your life.
Yeah.
You are alone. It's frightening. And Luka now, I mean, talk is cheap, but let's see now if it alters him to go into a Kobe zone. Only way you do it is win.
I will tell you this. He's got a chance. He's not going to be Kobe, but because of who he's playing with for as long as...
That's in a Kobe zone.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but because he doesn't have to be the number one guy immediately, because LeBron is LeBron, and because LeBron is such a machine, even though he's a little bit of a diva, if not a lot of bit of a diva, he doesn't have to be like, oh my gosh, the grand piano is on my back. Now, sure, there's going to be a lot expected, and the Lakers, I think, have won six in a row, and they kicked the crap out of Utah last night, and I guess LeBron, during the huddle, I didn't hear this live, I was watching it, but I guess they're quoting him as saying in the pregame huddle right before which was picked up by the ESPN telecast. Again, I didn't hear this part. He's like, Luca, be your bleeping self. Don't fit in. Fit the bleep out. Be yourself. And I guess Luka Doncic appreciated that. Whatever. I thought actually he played, he hustled defensively, you know, especially early in the game.
He did that in Dallas last year.
Yeah, at times. Mm-hmm. But I thought he really hustled. I thought he passed the ball well. I thought he was – I didn't think they were conservative. He had that one long pass down, you know, all the way down the court. Early mm-hmm. on, LeBron tried to hit him on a home run. It didn't work out. It went out of bounds, mm-hmm. or it got knocked away. So you could see them trying to stretch the court. You could see them – it wasn't like they were super limited or super afraid to make a mistake. And I thought he – I thought he at least contested and played, you know, well defensively in terms of effort. He only played 24
minutes. And don't leave out the best
minutes.
Part of this. He hasn't Say played again, competitively oh, since yeah. Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's that dude. Just let it wait. Now let him go play.
Right. Well, he only played 24. He played 24 minutes. Right. So that's ideally like what you would want. Right. From a when you haven't played in that long, even though you've been practicing, and you've been through what he's been mentally, emotionally, what have you. Now you got to play. I think they're playing Utah again tomorrow night on the road. Right. So now a little bit of a different environment, not so welcoming and whatever. I expect him to play maybe a little bit more, right? I guess the point
can I let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
The uniform he's wearing now, this season doesn't even start till the playoffs start.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all that in the past is erased.
Yeah.
He now will be judged when the season playoffs start, their season starts.
Yeah.
So he got time to get in shape. Right. Let's see who's healthy. We got plenty of time.
No, I know.
But all we have is what we have right now.
You know,
no, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. You can get to it however long you want to take.
Yeah.
He will be fine. He hadn't played since Christmas. He's one of the best players on the planet. That was nothing for him last night. He's that good. But it shocked his world because he didn't think he could get dumped. And now the Lakers may benefit from this. But trust me, they got to him because he was shocked that they dumped his ass.
I forgot he also had the alley-oop in the first minute of the game to the center.
Oh, he got it to
Jackson
your boy,
Hayes.
LeBron,
Well, the first one was to Jackson Hayes, the center, who they basically tried to replace with the failed deal with Charlotte. So we'll see where that goes from there. But that was the first big play. And then he hit a three. And again, he looked a little bit overamped or a little bit uncomfortable at first, but he was active in different ways. And that's, you know, really what they're going to need from him. I mean, listen, shot is going to fall. He's going to be fine. I mean, it was only 1 of 7 from three last night. I mean, when you haven't played an NBA game in a month and a half, that some of that's going to happen. I thought overall, he was pretty good. And that Laker team is better than I thought, you know, obviously with this trade. And now Anthony Davis, again, going to be out, you know, at least a month for the Mavericks, which makes their fans even more irate, as we told you about earlier this hour. And really, I mean, it immediately blows up in the face of the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, Jason Kidd didn't talk to the media last night. All sorts of things are going on there. You could see how the Lakers are going to be buoyed by this. Austin Reeves is better than I thought he was, quite honestly. J.J. Redick seemingly after a really rough start, you know, has kind of, you know, seems like he has these guys playing hard. And they don't even have LeBronny James, you know. I mean, he's playing in the G League. So, I mean, who knew, right? I thought LeBronny James would be like the ultimate thing that would push the Lakers. No, I'm just teasing on that.
You got to be kidding, right? Okay, okay.
I'm just teasing.
I'm glad you're doing a bit because I thought you couldn't possibly be serious.
Okay. Can we try and get in one more here, Dr. Sabah? Let's see what Dr. Sabah has to say as our final phone caller of the day. What's up, Doc? How are you? Oh, she's gone. Where are we going, John, in Oklahoma?
Oh, sooner.
Yep, let's get to John in Oklahoma. What up, Johnny? How are you?
Hey, thanks for having my call back, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, a lot of people done stole my thunder, but that's all right. Hey, football is never going to change. it starts with the referees put the ball down. Linemen is where the teams are built, the way I look at it, and it's always been that way. Then you build depth. Bobby Bethard used to be one of the best at finding. I'm not saying all number one draft picks, but that's what Philadelphia has on both sides of the ball. I think Dallas offensive lines are number ones. They don't have to be number ones, all of them, but, you know, it starts at the line of scrimmage, guys. Those guys can't get open. The receivers can't get open. The running backs can't run the ball. None of that stuff happens unless you win the line of scrimmage. And that's why the Hogs are so famous, winning the line of scrimmage. And you know, you sit next to one of the famous Hogs out there next to you. So that's where football begins, and that's where it ends as far as I'm concerned. All these specialty flash players, it hasn't worked for the team in Washington forever. The only time I remember anything is when we traded for Dave Butts years ago, and that was for free agency. That's the best trade I think we've ever did, a splash or whatever back then, if you want to call it a splash. It only been in the league 2 years. But it just don't work for us. I don't believe in signing them guys. We got – Daniels in the back there, they're going to want to come and play for us. These guys are telling their agents now, you know, they want to come play for us, even towards the end of their career still, that are really good players, a year or two. We're in good shape, I promise you guys, but we got to build it at the line and then build depth at the line. That's where it starts. That's where it stops. I'm a firm believer, and that's it.
Yeah, I think that's right on. Yeah, I think that's right on. Thank you, John. Appreciate
Boomer
you.
Boomer Schooner.
As right. always.
Yeah, Boomer Schooner. Go, Doc.
I mean, listen, Doc, this will be something I'll probably talk about tomorrow.
Okay.
But Khalil Mack kind of fits some of what this team has become about. You know, that run-stopping edge, position of need, veteran leader, guy who's kind of looking for, you know, his first Super Bowl, that type of thing, right? Wagner and Ertz were seamless fit-ins. Not everybody's going to be that way. But to me, that would be a name to keep an eye on. All right, before we take our final timeout for Dumb Dumb of the Day, are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit Hoops Party. I want to combine Hoops and March into Mooch. March Hoops Party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day, and it's somebody that we just recently mentioned. We'll tell you the details next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, everybody, wrapping up the show on a snowy Tuesday. Again, please be safe out there. It is coming down still pretty hard here in Loudoun County. And wherever you might be, hopefully you don't have to drive, but if you do, please give plenty of space, time, and don't race around like you're in the Daytona 500, because you're not. And we will see what tomorrow brings. Apparently, Coach Sheehan said yesterday through Doug Camera that there's a big snowstorm coming next week again. So we'll see where that leads. All right. Yay, Mac, you know what time it is, right? Yes. Yes, indeed. Doc, we were talking about the mess that is the Dallas Mavericks, right? Of course, trading Luka Doncic, the owner booed heavily, fans ejected, fans are really upset. Anthony Davis comes out, makes his debut on Saturday, plays pretty well, and gets hurt. He's out for at least a month with an adductor strain. They've got more injuries. Daniel Gafford, of course, the former Wizard, hurt himself last night. They didn't have an update prior to the game on Anthony Davis, and then it came out through ESPN during the game early that indeed he would be out for about a month, if not more. Dirk Nowitzki was in Los Angeles night supporting Luka Doncic instead of the Mavericks. And then this, Jason Kidd, the head coach, did not meet with the media after the game. Did not meet with the media after the game last night. And
ching, ching.
Yeah, that is an NBA rule that you have to meet with the media as the head coach after the game. Now, it's not known as to why he did not, but one could
you know, assume that he was trying to avoid all the negative questions of what happened during the game and what happened. And by the way, the Mavericks lost in overtime at home at American Airlines Center. And again, there was all sorts of protests and whatnot. But Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson both answered questions. They both addressed the media after the game. Jason Kidd chose not to. I don't know if he was told not to. Don't know if that was a PR decision or a GM decision. Nico Harrison, who's also under fire, don't know the reason other than, well, it wasn't a smart reason, and that's the only thing that can be said about Jason Kidd. Listen, if you're going to make these moves, if you're going to make these trades, if you're going to leak out somehow, some way that Luka Doncic wasn't in shape and that's why you trade him, you got to face the music. And that's what the Dallas Mavericks and specifically Jason Kidd last night weren't willing to do.
Well, what happened to your NBA insider, that big dude? You're supposed to have an NBA insider. What does he say?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he has the answer. He was a little bit busy last night. You know, so maybe we'll ask him tomorrow if he graces us with his presence. All right, that's going to do it for us right here on a snowy Tuesday afternoon. Again, please be safe out there. Craig Hoffman coming up next. Doc, thank you,
Rooster.
Even